What's up, everyone? It's been a few weeks, but we are back for our final episode of the 2023 year, and it's the funnest episode of them all. It's time to announce some award winners as chosen by you, the fans. Let's get right into this. Welcome to the Podcast of Champions. This is the Orange and Black Soccer Cast.
This is the Orange and Black Soccer Cast, the first and only podcast dedicated to Orange County Soccer Club, its fans, and supporters. Follow us on Twitter at @OCSC_SoccerCast or on Facebook at Orange and Black Soccer Cast.
How's it going, Orange County? Welcome to another episode of the Orange and Black Soccer Cast, the first and only podcast dedicated to Orange County Soccer Club, its fans, and supporters. I'm your host, Ray Samora, and I'm here to take you through this journey as we discuss all things Orange County Soccer Club. Helping me out for this final episode of the calendar year. First, let's bring him on, the man in Vegas. That's Brad. Brad, how are we doing?
I'm doing quite all right. I'm ready to announce some award winners of players who really had a good season. We look back on May, and you think that this episode is going to take a little bit of a different tone from where we're at. So feels a lot better.
It does feel a lot better than we were early on in the 2023 calendar year. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Who else is helping us out today? Well, we've got the short bearded man for now. It's growing. He's getting it back. Mr. Larry. How are we doing, Larry?
I am great. This is only 31 days right here, guys. That's it. That's all it takes for this thing to go. I am so excited to be here tonight. This is our last show of the year. This is going to be a fun night tonight. I can't wait to announce some of these award winners and maybe see if we have some special surprises for all the for the listeners and the viewers out there. It's going to be fun tonight.
It is going to be fun, and we need one more person to help with the fun. And that's one of the originals of this podcast, Mr. Dylan. Dylan, how are things going for you?
They're going pretty well. I have to admit that I was surprised when I was threatened that I was coming in last, that I actually did come in last. So show's over, everybody.
I've never been announced before Dylan, so I'm not entirely sure how to work with that. It's a little strange for me.
It is. Hey, before we get into all of the fun of announcing the award winners as picked by you, the fans, there was a major announcement, not just for Orange County Soccer Club, but for the USL as a whole just recently. And that was that Orange County GM Oliver Vies was going to be heading into a league role with USL and help sort of keep up what he has started with Orange County, but doing it on a league level of getting some of these young players pathways to major clubs in Europe, like we've seen with some of the players from Orange County. And stepping into Oliver's place is someone who is very familiar with this club. The fans know that this face, they know this name. We're going to get to learn a little bit more about him today and in the coming season. And that's Mr. Pete Nugent, who has had his hands on a lot of these great players that have joined the club in recent years. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for that very kind introduction. First time on the show, so looking forward to it. But thanks for having me on, guys.
We're stoked to have you on, and congratulations, first and foremost, on the new role. For anyone that doesn't know, you are someone that has had a key role in a lot of the names that have joined this club over the years. What does it mean for you in your path as a professional, and especially with Orange County, to now be able to take the next step and sort of have the power of this team and this roster?
Power.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been with the club I believe this is my 10th season, I believe. So I've been with the club for quite some time. Back in its OC Blues days when we were playing at UCI. So I've been with the club through thick and thin. So it's a club obviously close to my heart. I actually met my wife at the club, which I'm sure not many people know. So my wife used to work for the club. So I've got a lot to be thankful for the club or not, depending on which way you look at it. It's a great transition for me. Loved every minute working here since I moved out to the States. It's been a club that's evolved a lot, and being a part of that, something special that, you know, for me, it was all about growing a club from the ground up. And there's not many clubs you get that opportunity to do that with in any country. So it was a fantastic opportunity for me, and the club's grown from strength to strength. And that's a lot of help from you guys with the support, which is great to see. Yeah, it means a lot for me to take the role of GM, and obviously we'll miss working with Oliver. He's been a big part of this club. He's a big personality, so I'll miss working with him, but looking forward to the next steps and helping the club get to the next level.
You mentioned you've been here for quite a while. So you remember the UCI days, the early days at Championship Soccer Stadium, where it was very difficult to bring fans into the stadium. And over the years, with the quality of the play on the pitch getting better, the championship year, the marketing push by the club, it's really a different experience now than it was back when you first started, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when I first joined, I think we had three full-time staff. So there was a lot of tasks that had to be done by the whole staff, which was not many of us. So I think we were sitting on concrete bleachers, and to be honest, it was the vision of Oliver when I first joined the club. He kind of built a picture of what he wanted to see, and tried to build this club up from scratch. And you know, I kind of got excited by that project. So it's gone hand in hand in terms of, you know, the crowds and the facilities have improved, but also the players on the pitch. Once we started, you know, increasing the stand, the fans in the stand, moving to Championship Soccer Stadium, the quality of players that we've been able to attract has grown significantly. And that goes from the senior players like Thomas and Olsen that we've had to the young players like Bryce Jameson and Corradios and Dina, to have youth national team players playing for Orange County. When you've got kids coming back from the World Cup, from where we were 10 years ago, that really did sound like a distant dream, to be having players play at the World Cup and all to be transferred to big clubs like Feyenoord. So yeah, it's been a big transition, a big journey, but it's been one that I've loved every minute of it, and I'm really excited to keep pushing it to get it to that next step.
Hey, that's awesome. Pete, I'm Larry. I've seen you out there at the stadium numerous times, never had a chance to introduce myself. I will definitely be making sure to do that when we start next season up. I got a couple of just fast, some nice, good, hard-hitting questions for you. Manchester, City or United?
Unfortunately, I am a United fan. It pains me to go and say it out loud, but yeah, I am a United fan for my sins. It's been a tough few years. I actually used to be a season ticket holder when I was a kid, so I used to go to a lot of the games. There were slightly different times back then, but yeah, it's I'm sure we'll get back to where we need to get to, but it's slim pickings at the moment. And my in-laws are actually big Liverpool fans, so I'm getting it from both ends at the moment.
That's probably got to be just a little bit painful there then. Do you by chance have any big announcement you could share with us? Maybe a striker, maybe a midfielder returning, maybe a signing. Any hints? Anything? Maybe you might want to share. I know you weren't expecting that question, but I'm asking it anyway. Well,
I always expect people will try and get the kind of a secret story. So. Unfortunately, no news to share at the moment, but I can say that there are some exciting signings coming up, which I know the fans are going to be really excited by. So some young talent, hopefully that will come through the door, along with some experienced players. But I think we're going to have a really strong roster coming up. You've seen that with the announcement that we've made with the back line returning. So I think there's going to be a lot of stability, which is going to be great. But I think there's some good signings coming, which everyone's going to get excited for.
I know last week when the team announced the signing of those back five players, I just about flipped. I thought it was absolutely fantastic seeing that. So thank you. And thank you to Oliver and thank you to James for that early Christmas present for all of us. We really do appreciate it. And that is it for me. I'm good, Pete. Looking forward to meeting you in person and looking forward to a whole lot more years, bringing some great players into OCSC.
Thanks, Lon.
Pete, I'm going to jump in. Any fear about the new job, or is it just excitement? Obviously, you've been doing this for a while.
No, I think it's mainly excitement. Obviously, we've been very successful, Oliver and I, for the past 7-8 years. So with that, you know, you've got to try and replicate what you're doing well, but also find ways to improve on that. So there's always the challenge to try and increase and improve what you're doing and what we've done in the past. But no fear. Just really excited for the role and kind of what we can do in the future. And there's so much potential that we can tap into as a club. There's still plenty of room for growth. Really excited. I think there's a lot of familiar faces that are going to be returning, which is going to be really exciting and have that stability. So no, I'm excited for another successful season on all fronts, really, to be successful on the pitch, but hopefully have another couple of transfers to Europe is the goal.
Well, it's a good place to be suffering from success, I think. Away from the pitch, because we always like to talk about this, Pete, what is your favorite vegetable and how do you prepare it?
I'm not much of a vegetable man, if I'm completely honest. So usually if they can be hidden in something, that's how I try to go about it. So I would say probably like a sweet potato or a butternut squash, maybe push that into a soup. That would do it for me.
Is that the first time we've ever had butternut squash as an answer, Dylan? You're going to have to go check your notes on all of that.
I'm trying to make sure that is it actually a vegetable? Is it technically
this is the question that's going to come up, huh? Because the seeds so, and all that.
I'm going to give it to this. I'm going to give this to you, Pete. I believe Thomasina Voltsen once said that his favorite vegetable was avocado, which is definitely a fruit. So don't worry. This definitely counts. No judgment.
Nah.
I'm pretty sure if I asked Ray this question, I asked Larry one time, I think he said his favorite vegetable was steak. So at least you tried.
That's a good answer.
There we go. Yes. Pete's answer closer than Larry's answer. Pete, I got a couple questions for you, and this is just tying into the theme of our award show tonight. Obviously, we haven't revealed any of the winners to you, unless you maybe heard a name or two while you were waiting to come on to this while we were talking in the background. But I want to get your thoughts. We have categories such as Newcomer of the Year, Loan of the Year, Young Player, Best like Defender/Goalie, Best Midfielder, Best Attacker, Goal of the Year, Assist of the Year, Save of the Year, Player of the Year, and Fan Favorite Player. Those are most of the categories. Based off that knowledge, who would be your odds-on favorite to win the most awards tonight?
That's a lot of categories. you've got to look at probably Milan. I'm sure Milan's going to be up there for a number of categories for what he's done over the past two seasons. So I'm sure Milan will be high on a lot of people's lists, but I think the one thing that we had last season was a really good collective, which was probably the key to our success. So I think there was a lot of good performances, but a lot of team performances as well. So I think there's a lot of people who could be up for some of the awards there. I think my goal of the season was probably Owen Lamb's goal against Charleston. That was probably my favorite goal of the season, but you know, there was a lot of good moments, a lot of good opportunities for young players as well. So yeah, I'm sure there'll be quite a few winners tonight.
Awesome. And then one last thing is we're unveiling our inaugural Hall of Fame class as chosen by the fans that listen to this podcast. We've allowed them to vote. We're going to announce the top five vote getters for that first class. If you could vote for two, maybe three all time for this club, who would be your two or three picks that you would go for?
It's a good question. We've obviously had a lot of highly talented players through the door. A lot of them I'm still good friends with, so I have to pick carefully so I don't leave anybody out. But the three that come to mind for me is Richard Chaplow, for what he did when he first came to the club. He put a lot of faith in us in terms of when he joined the club, we were OC Blues and still playing at UCI. So he put a lot of faith in the project. So took a lot of risk coming from a good club like Doncaster. So I think Richard brought a lot to the club on the field and off the field, obviously as a coach as well. So I think Richard had a big piece. I'd then say probably Thomas Enevoldsen was probably our first international player of his caliber, and he came in and scored. I'm not sure how many goals he scored in that first season, 20 goals and I don't know, 15 assists or whatever it was. So Thomas was fantastic, and for him to finish his career winning the USL Championship was quite a special moment that I shared with him. So and then probably the other player would be Aidan Quinn. Aidan was one of the best midfielders in the league for a number of seasons, and has continued to be a leading player in the league. So I'd probably say those three that come to mind first, but I'm sure there's some other players that I've missed out there.
It's a tough thing when you have to break it down from, you know, 10, 15 years worth of players to a very small list. But I will tell you this, Pete, you came up with three really great names there, and I think the fans probably would agree with you that those are three good names that have a good opportunity to be part of that first Orange and Black Soccer Cast Hall of Fame. I'm going to let you head out, Pete, but before I do so, do you have a message for the fans, you know, heading into the offseason and heading into 2024? What do you want to let the fans know about this club heading into next season?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tremendously excited to continue to represent the club and ultimately represent the fans, and keen to bring success, continued success on the field, first and foremost, which I think with the players that we've got returning and the players that we're going to announce, there's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of optimism. So, yeah, just looking forward to another fantastic season. We really appreciate your support. That's been since I've been with the club since the beginning. The club, there's obviously been some familiar faces who've been there from the beginning. And then there's also been some new faces along the way, but it's been pretty clear to see the continued growth of the fan support has been absolutely incredible over the last few years. And I know that has a massive effect on the players, and the players have really appreciated that over the past few seasons, and it does go a long way to help support the players. So, yeah, just looking forward to another fantastic season. Looking forward to meeting you all and obviously speaking to some of the guys I already know at the upcoming season. But, yeah, looking forward to another good year.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Pete Nugent, President of Soccer Operations for your Orange County Soccer Club. Pete, thank you for taking some time to speak with us. Congratulations on that new role, and best of luck heading into 2024 for a great, strong, and successful season with the club.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Perfect. You know, obviously, our plan for this episode was pure award show, but when that news broke about Pete getting the role and Oliver moving into a league role, we just had to take some time to speak with him, sort of give him a chance to introduce himself to the listeners and the fan base that maybe aren't as familiar with Pete Nugent. He's been a big part of this club. And I'll tell you this, he's a big reason why a lot of players that we've seen in this wearing the orange and black and sometimes blue and gold. I mean, he's a big reason why some of those players have played for our club. So, but with that said, most of you are here to find out who won all of these great awards. Again, as voted by you, the fans, we opened up the voting, about a month ago, maybe? Or, yeah, about a month ago, I think we opened up the voting, allowed y'all to take some time, pick your winners for various awards that we've done every season. We've gotten rid of a couple of awards. We've added a new Hall of Fame for this season. So we're going to have some fun with this. And what we're going to do is we're going to kick things off with probably the most coveted award that we give out, because you get social media, you get people on social media actually asking for votes for this, and we've seen it every year, and we saw it again this year. There actually were some of our guests this season asking their friends, their fans to vote for them on social media. So we're going to talk about the guest of the year for the 2023 season. Kicking off our final nominees, or our final list of nominees on this, is CLC's own Matt Elder. We also had Mike Furman, who is from the podcast that covers Hartford Athletic and soccer in that state. I'm gonna just be in trouble because I can't remember the name of the podcast that he's on. I think Dylan is like smiling like I might know. I don't know.
Nutmeg State.
Nutmeg State. Look at producer Andy right on top of things. Thank you, producer Andy.
Thank God for Andy.
Also, Greg from OC Sports. He joined us a little while back. Has really been a big fan of Orange County Soccer Club and helped covering them along with Ducks and Angels on social medias, which is awesome to see. One of the other guests that came on this season that is a nominee, Luke Clip. He joined us for an episode to talk about the impacts of certain language in the LGBTQ community. And it was a great educational episode for us and hopefully for you listeners. We've got Mr. USL Tactics, Mr. John Morrissey himself. He joined us actually on the opening match live show from the stadium. He joined Taylor and myself as we tried to open up the season and get some information. And we wanted a very knowledgeable person about the league to do so. And last but not least, our final nominee for this, for the 2023 award is Mr. Edson Ochoa from down in the Valley. And he's been a great friend of the show over the years and a great guest to always have as well. And without further ado, the winner for the award this year is Mr. John Morrissey, USL Tactics. And Larry's just hurting everyone's ears with his whistle. He's excited about that.
Was that loud?
We shared the announcement that he would be winning a little bit earlier with John, and he sent in a clip to share with you all.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for the award. Thank you to the people who voted for me as the best guest. Thank you for having me on and giving me the opportunity to talk about soccer more than I already do. It's an invaluable experience for me to be able to come onto the show when I'm able to do so. The coverage that you guys provide of Orange County, what you do for the league at large, is really a big deal, and I don't think that can be undersold. It's important the teams have that local voice, and you bring that and then some. I first came onto the show during that 2021 playoff run, and through that, through the stadium issue last year. What this Orange County SoccerCast has done is unbelievable work that really enriches the league, adds that valuable perspective, and gives voice to a group of people that otherwise wouldn't have one in the same way. So the fact that I'm able to come on and contribute at all is really a gift to me. It's a gift to the USL community. And the fact that people think that I've contributed to that in a meaningful way means a lot to me. So thank you so much. And I can't wait to come on next time.
So I told you that people really covet this award when we talk about guest of the year, and there's that. But John's a great person, great for the league, and he's always been a friend of the show, helps us out whenever he's able to do so. So we appreciate that. Congratulations, John, for that victory. I'm going to hand it off to Dylan for the next category, which is Newcomer of the Year.
Oh, you took it away from me. Thanks to John for really spinning that one around. But anyway, on to the awards. And I will do my best to not pull a Steve Harvey. Producer Andy.
I don't think everybody got that, Dylan, but carry on, please.
I know. It was kind of a long time ago. First off, from San Diego, Thomas Among, or apparently it's Tomas, as Larry always says. I don't know where I stand on this one. Ashish Chadha of UCI. Ryan Dogman, who has the best chant. Owen Lamb, and I believe one more. Mr. Marcus Nikim. So I'm not going to waste any time. Does anyone want to guess? Marcus Nikim, who is probably going to win more awards. Let's be realistic. A rock at the back and exciting and loves us probably as much as we love him. Brad, off to you.
Yeah, I mean, just wonderful players, and I'm glad that most of that list we know already is confirmed coming back, especially the defenders there. I am going to start off my awards with Loan of the Year. This one's a very short category, unlike the prior one. We got two quality players who came in from outside of Orange County this year. That would be Cameron Dunbar and Kevin Langford. And without further ado, our winner of the Loan of the Year is Mr. Kevin Langford. Both players are great quality. And I hope that if they do come back, we get to see more of them. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to Mr. Larry.
So I guess the old guy gets to talk about the young guys a little bit, which makes perfect sense. So Young Player of the Year. Here we go. The nominees are Mr. Bryce Jamison, Boy, he's fun to watch, isn't he? Could he be any faster? He's scary fast. Owen Lamb, definitely got to be in the running for goal of the year as well, because that banger that he had, oh, that was something. I think we will be talking about that one for years to come. Karede Oshindina, man, Karede, if he had been with us all season and had been playing 90 minutes a game, this kid is actually competing for the golden boot in the league. He's so good and so deserving of his move to Europe and Feyenoord. However, he is not the winner. Our winner is Mr. Bryce Jameson. Woohoo! Next up.
Well, no.
Hi, guys. Bryce Jameson here. Just wanted to thank the fans for voting me for the Best Young Player of the Year award. Let's go, County.
There we go. Bryce Jameson had a great season with Orange County. And a very humble young man. I got to talk to him a couple times after matches, and you could tell he's a great talent on the pitch, but a very humble man when you get to speak to him. And that's always nice to see. And he has a bright future. Let's just say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I can't argue with that. Bryce Jameson is, he's going to go somewhere big next year. You have to anticipate that after coming off a US loan and then performing really well at the Academy Championships this past week. Moving on, we have the best defender and goalie, and our nominees are Marcus Nockham, Mr. Captain O' Captain, Dylan Powers, who definitely impressed, transferring from a midfield focus role to a defensive role and really stood out. You have Colin Shuttler, the man who won the goalie job in the year and really, other than being sick, did not relinquish it. And then finally, you have Alex Villanueva. Definitely a young kid that we wanted to see a little bit more of this year. The best defender and goalie of the year goes to, again, Mr. Marcus Nockham.
Yeah, Marcus, a great season from him. Not only just defending with his heart, but also being that team cohesiveness. And he did score 2 goals on the season, which, you know, for a defender, that's a decent stat to have there, is 2 goals notched into your belt there. So a great job for Mr. Marcus Nockham.
All right, it's back to me. Best midfielder, a position that I know so much about when it comes to the beautiful game of soccer. Nominees for best midfielder of the year, Seth Kasipley. You know what? Not only a beautiful human being, but it's a lot of fun to hang out with him. Yep, I went there. Brian Olosky. Man, hey, by the way, in case you all have forgotten, Brian is getting married this weekend, so congratulations to Brian for that. Maybe we'll hand you an award to take to your wedding ceremony. Kevin Partida. Wow, what a change in a player from last year to this year. Just so much forward movement from Kevin and how he played this game. Love to see him back for one more, a little bit more maturity. Going to be so good next year if he comes back. And the final nominee, Kyle Handsome, as my wife likes to call him, prettiest man on the team without question. Great hair, by the way. The winner of this year's best midfielder, Kyle Scott. There she is.
Beautiful. I'm glad we have some female representation on the podcast tonight. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Carrie, for that one as well. All right, back to yours truly. Best forward/winger this season. I can really only see this one going one direction, if I'm being honest. Thomas Among, who I think everyone complained about being on the ground too much. Milan Olasky. Bryce Jameson, the man who's already won an award tonight. And finally, Mark McNulty, who definitely gets one for the best throat grab of the year. But truly, of these four, and no disrespect to Bryce, it could only ever be Milan. Quite the final season, I think, to close out his Orange County chapter. And best of luck to him out in Denmark. I'll waste no time. We're on to the next one, I believe. Save of the year. Oh. And if you don't agree with me, you're 100% wrong. Let's see the nominees.
This is a tough category.
Look at that. Yeah, Colin Shetler going top left for him, keeping one out against Detroit back in June. It's kind of crazy to think about that. We were actually at one point.
That one. Good.
And then Foxy late against San Antonio as we turn things around. Shetler again, of course. I mean, you don't get nominated that many times without being something special. This one against Tulsa, keep things not exactly close for us.
Look at that stretch.
And then I believe this one's the final one. A kid in goal in front of 20,000 people with a nice kick save. Mr. Juan Santana. Is it perhaps one more? Ray was shaking his head. Ah, yes. Cody Cropper, who I honestly forgot played for us. He came up really big for this save against Portland. Maybe not the best performance of his career elsewhere that night. But, you know, point blank saves do count for something still. Of course, the final. And if you're wrong, again, if you disagree, you're wrong. It's Juan Santana at Sacramento. It's got to be. I mean, imagine being 17, you're in front of 20,000 people, and you pull off a kick save like that.
Professional
debut. At a range in your debut. Yeah, Larry. This was something special. And I don't care if it's a kick save.
So really quick, though, I feel the love from Dylan and Larry, but I saw Brad shaking his head. He didn't agree with that. What was wrong with that
pick? There's nothing wrong with the pick. I think for the emotional reason when it comes to voting, this is the right answer. You know, biggest game of the year, probably arguably up to that point. A 17-year-old kid who's making a start kind of last minute. The save is quality. I don't think it's the best save of the year. I think it's the best storyline save of the year, personally. Okay,
In the context of this one, and no disrespect to Foxy, thank you, producer Andy, for booting Brad out. Hashtag Blonsky out. I think we have to give a lot of credit to where we were in this game. We're 1-0 up in this. I don't think we even get 1 point from this if we concede in 65 minutes. Kick save, deflate them a little bit more. And Rockland native. Seth Kasipley brings it home for a 2-0 victory. So it had it all. Yes, it's the perfect story, Brad. It's the perfect story. This is not a Shakespeare in Love kind of stuff that's going on here. This was well-deserved.
I have nothing against it being the final win. I'm not even going to tell you which one I voted for, but that one was not it, personally.
So we did let Juan Santana know of this victory a little earlier, and he shared a video with us.
What's up, Orange County fans? It's me, Juan Santana, just here to say thank you to the Orange and Black Soccer Cast, as well as the fans that voted me for Save of the Year. It's a great way to cap off this amazing year, and I am very grateful. Hope to see you guys soon. Take care.
There we go. Congrats to the youngster. Well-deserved. Yes, maybe not the most amazing save ever, but in the big picture of things, it was a very pivotal key save to Orange County season and victory over Sacramento in Sacramento in front of 20,000 plus fans, which is awesome.
All right, what's next? Oh, assist of the year. This one's going to be fun because I'm going to be honest. I don't even remember the nominees, but we're going to find them out right now. Let's go to the nominees. Kyle Scott versus Memphis. Let's take a look at this one. Oh, yeah, that pass to Mark. That was spectacular. Just threaded that needle. Look at it. It's at about a 30, 40-yard pass. Morton's out there going, yeah, we got this. Oh, that's a beautiful one. Next nominee. Oh, Milan with the bicycle kick and the header from Alex. Oh, that was fun being on the sidelines watching that one. Look at this. Come on now. What can you say? That's just Milan doing Milan things. And that finish from Alex. Kevin Partida. Oh, yeah, with the pass to Owen and bang! Oh, that was so much fun. That's just a great pass. And then that finish. I love it. And then we got Sparky McNulty. I missed the start of it because I was looking away. Oh, yeah. That's a thing of beauty right there. Ah, that was a fun one, too. And the winner is, whether you agree or disagree, it is Sparky McNulty. Attaboy, Mark. Love you, buddy. Hope we see you back.
Can we just say this? I mean, it was just a beautifully floated ball over the defense. Probably the easiest goal of the season for Thomas Among. No disrespect to Sparky. My pick would have been the Milan Alosky bicycle kick for an assist, because that's just a difficult thing to do. But this is beautiful. This is a very beautiful assist, and yeah. I have no problem with us winning the assist of the year.
Absolutely.
You're all wrong. It was Kyle Scott's ball against Memphis, but this is actually incredible that he sees and weights the ball perfectly, and you can see him lean back a little bit and get his foot up a little bit to put some backspin on it. Wow. That is a striker's assist right there. He made it as easy as possible.
Yeah. But that, I think that's one of those ones we could debate for a long time. And here's another category that we can probably debate for quite a while too. Goal of the year. All right, let's go. Let's see who the nominees are. Brian, that banger of a free kick. By the way, if you look real closely, you'll see me in that video. You just got to pay attention. There I am. Look at that top corner. Gotta love that, Brian. Did I mention he's getting married? How about Marcus with the free kick? Yeah, go ahead. Try and dive and stop that one, Mr. Goalkeeper, sir. You're not getting there. That is just magnificent. Love that one. Alex with the header from what could possibly have been the assist of the year, but didn't win. That's a great finish from Alex. Look at the elevation on that. Yeah, I can watch that one over and over again. And we got Brian Olasky with this just absolute bam. Oh, find the back of the net. Left foot.
The goalie doesn't even dive. That's what makes this beautiful. Goalie doesn't even dive at this point. He was so off balance.
He's like, oh, what am I going to do? No, that's like 300 miles an hour. You know what that is? That is the left foot of a soon-to-be married man. It's just going to get stronger. All right, let's go. Who is our – oh, we forgot about Owen. Sorry, how could I possibly forget about – look at this goal. That is just a thing of absolute beauty. Just take the pass, little flick to yourself, and then bang.
Off bang. The volley.
Keep playing. Keep hit play. There we go. All right, and our winner for goal of the year is Mr. Brian Olasky on this just – absolute screamer against Oakland.
Larry, I heard he was getting married. More seriously, we get the best view of him as he recognizes Milan's got the ball. Milan's probably going to try and take this on himself, and he starts drifting in from the right, and you see him kind of ease up. When you the movement here to get into a position where he can lash this thing into the top corner is impressive in and of itself for someone that's not like a natural finisher. To then cap it off with a 20-yard banger, I have to say this one probably counts as goal of the year. Like, it has to be. Mm-hmm. And that's no disrespect to his other absolute 20-yard banger as well, because there were some absolute peaches this year. And feels good.
No disrespect to Owen Lamb's control and then volley it into the back of the net. That was definitely worth a consideration on this.
See, it's so much fun when we're good because we get to do this. Go ahead, Bill. We get to celebrate the goals.
Years past, we got some really, really good goals this year. I mean, some really exciting, fun to watch goals.
Producer Andy, did you have something to chime in? Maybe not. I saw him pop in for a moment. Let's move on to celebration of the year. I actually get to do this category, which is fun. You haven't heard much from me, so I get to talk for a little bit, which I know everyone's fun of. Our nominees are Marcus Nockham in Vegas. Ready to dive into the pool. Unfortunately, Las Vegas controls their production of the streams when their home matches. And I think they knew what was coming and they panned away from Marcus diving into the kiddie pools on the sideline. So we don't actually get to see it. There's no evidence of it other than for those that were at the stadium. But Marcus Nockham's dive into the kiddie pool is one of the nominees. Nominee number two is going to be, this was in the Open Cup against Capo FC. It's the youngsters, Bryce Jamison and Korede Oshindina, leapfrogging each other after a goal score. That's a fun one. You guys were cracking up at that. So you know it's
just
a pretty good
kids
one.
Having fun in the sandbox.
Yes, yes. Next was we actually talked, I believe it was with Brian, or was it with Milan? I can't remember who we talked to about trying to get an explanation for this celebration. And it was just this, the explanation was that he wanted to try some weird hand thing. So we tried it. It didn't work out, but it did become one of our nominees for celebration of the year to get some votes there. So congrats to those two. Another Brian Olasky one, and I know probably got a lot of votes from the CLC on this one, giving a salute to the CLC after scoring a great goal. That's always nice to see the fans and the players interact with each other in that manner. Hey, Milan Olasky's awesome. And then you got to go. Thomas Among had a lot of options. A lot of them are like, you know, FIFA celebrations. If you play the video game, this is the one that garnered the most votes from the fans. And that's the gritty from Thomas Among right there in front of the CLC. I don't think there's any debate on who should have won this, but if there is, I apologize, but this is the correct winner. The correct winner for celebration of the year is the dive into the kiddie pool by Mr. Marcus Nockham in Vegas in front of the CLC and the fans, the traveling fans that scooped up two or three pools right there on the sidelines. That's the reason why Marcus decided to take that dive, is because the fans were there and he was ready to celebrate with them. And I think it led to a lot more celebrations after the match where some of the other players decided, hey, I'm going to dive into the pools too. So that was pretty fun. Let me hand it off. I guess we're going to, I believe, Dylan next. Go, Dylan.
Yeah. All right. Win of the year. And thankfully this year we had quite a few to choose from compared to 2022. So there's actually great options for us. The first time we beat Sacramento back in May, and things started looking up for us. Bear with us. I know there's plenty for our producer to be doing at the moment. 3-1 over Monterey. And did we talk about the 10th year? I mean, what a way to cap that off. Probably the comeback of the year, which I almost wish was an award, because if you watched this game,
what a game.
You probably lost quite a bit of life just from having done so. It featured what should have been the assist of the year, and that would be the 4-3 comeback over Memphis. Finally, 3-1 over, and we can all pour one out or say rest in peace over San Diego. They will probably be forgotten. Finally, what will not be forgotten is once again our second win this year over Sacramento in Sacramento. And we talk about the part where a 17-year-old in front of 20,000 people blanked the hottest team in the league. Did we talk about that already?
Whatever. I remember that, yeah.
I think so.
Roll the tapes. If we didn't talk about it enough already, we're going to talk about it enough now. This game has it all. It's the biggest game of the year for Sacramento. It's probably the biggest game of the year for Orange County. Late edition, professional goalkeeper, 17, making his debut, puts out a clean sheet. To put this game on ice, someone from 15 miles on up the road scores a goal in front of his entire family to win this one for us. And just all around, great performances across the board. Dylan Powers, I want to give credit to, even 3 months on from this match. I remember him being 4 months on from this match being absolutely lights out. So if you had a dissenting opinion, the only one I could think of was that Memphis might have deserved it, but this had it all.
Can we not forget? And I, you know what, I'm saying that, and I'm forgetting what I wanted to say. So I'm just
nice. That's the professional.
I remember now. Let's not forget Sacramento's attempt to ice Orange County with a 50-minute pregame show that included some sort of ball drop from an army helicopter or a police helicopter, and included some long like documentary that should have been aired other than as part of the pregame show. Let's not forget that Sacramento did all they could to try and ice out Orange County before this match.
You know, Ray, I do happen to remember that it was like 95 degrees that weekend here in Sacramento. I don't think there was any icing happening, except for maybe some of those burns post-match.
You got me there. You got me there. All right, who's next? We're going to pass it off to Mr. Brad for the next category.
Yeah, I get to come back and talk a little bit more. This is going to be one of the most fun awards to announce because, well, this is really the opinion, like all of them are, but this one really matters to fans. You know, everybody has a favorite player on the team, and your favorite players this year, without further ado, were Mr. Milan Alowski. I mean, he scored, what, almost 40 goals in all competitions over the last 2 years for Orange County. Definitely a great player to have on the team, and we wish him the best on his next move to Europe. We got Marcus Nakim, Mr. Captain, came in, won everyone's hearts just like another Nordic boy in Mikko Kuningas. You have Kyle Scott. I mean, what isn't there to like about this guy? You know, three great people so far. Kyle Scott came in. He hammered down that defense. He's a scrappy player who wins possession. And then last you got Mr. Colin Shuttler. Like I said earlier, the goalie who came in, won the job over a grizzled veteran, and really did not give it back up. But you guys chose Mr. Marcus, I dive into pools in Vegas, knock him as your fan favorite of the year. And let's be honest, Marcus Nakim, Man Crush Monday Nakim, deserves it. I'm surprised that Larry let me announce this one over him.
Hey, let's be honest. Every single one of us has a man crush on Marcus. He's a great guy. He's incredibly handsome. And you know what? So glad that he's coming back next year.
I wish we had a clip of my favorite moment with Marcus. The pool was awesome, and I didn't really include it when we did the voting for celebration of the year, but was in San Diego when he just pushed his way through his teammates to go celebrate with CLC and the traveling fans in San Diego. I thought that was just like the nail in the coffin for him winning fan favorite of the year, because that proved how much he loves the fans. And how much the fans love him when he did that in San Diego. It was pretty damn amazing. So congrats, Marcus. And we let him know the awards he's won tonight. And he sent a video back into us.
Hello, Orange County soccer fans. This is Marcus Nakim. I've been told that I've won a few awards. Very cool message to receive. I want to say a big thank you to everyone involved at the Orange and Black Soccer Cast and to all the fans who have voted for me. Big thank you for all of your support this year as well. You guys have had our backs through thick and thin, and it's been much appreciated within the locker room. So enjoy the holidays and can't wait to see you guys next year.
Congratulations, Marcus. Two quick comments I want to say. When I play Football Manager 24 and I play as Orange County, for some reason I'm recommended that Marcus go through an intense language course because he doesn't speak much English. Apparently he speaks pretty good English, as we heard on that video. And second, I did put in a request for his video to us for him to reenact the Las Vegas pool dive, since we don't have video of it, but apparently he's in Norway and it's a little cold out there. So that was probably not a request that could be fulfilled, but I was hoping we could get like sort of the, when you watch those true crime documentaries where they have to reenact the scenes, I was hoping we can get that with this, but we weren't able to do so. So I apologize, folks, but we tried. All right, we got to go to the next category. Oh, and I get to do this one, so you get to hear more of my voice. I'm sure my co-hosts are excited about this one. This one is Player of the Year. This one's different from the fan favorite. This is the player you thought was basically the MVP for Orange County in 2023 and the nominees for this award. Ryan Dogman, who... many people didn't know this name heading into the season, but man, what an amazing season he had. And I'm sure, again, track the stats. He probably covered more miles than anyone in an Orange County jersey this season. Second nominee that we have for Player of the Year, Mr. Milan Alowski, goal scorer extraordinaire, has had an amazing 2-year run with the club, and he's turned it into a great transfer and move into Europe. But he had a great 2023, part of the reason why this team was as successful as they were. Next nominee that we have coming up is Mr. Marcus Nockham, the winner of the fan favorite for 2023, the best part of the defense there. No disrespect to any other part of the defense, but he was the leader of that defensive unit and contributed to that. Mr. Kyle Scott in the midfield, manned that midfield. Yes, he paired with Kevin Partita, but Kyle Scott was the man in that midfield for the team. He was all over the place, getting under the other team's other player's skin. Great player for Orange County. And I think we have one more. Yes, his partner in the midfield, Mr. Kevin Partita. With Kyle Scott and Kevin Partita in the midfield, you knew that that part of the field was safe. You weren't concerned about that. When one of those two were not playing, that's when we started getting a little nervous. And it showed in the matches that both didn't start that it was a different team. The winner for this award, I think this is no shock to anyone. It's Mr. Milan Olasky. He had a great season part two to his season in 2022. 2023 was just as amazing. And congrats to him on this win and also his move to Europe for next season. We let Milan know that he won those two awards, and he sent us this short video.
What's up, OCSC fans? I want to thank you guys for voting me best player and best forward this year. The award really means a lot, and thank you for all your support throughout the season. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Milan, for everything you did for the team over the last 2 years, and especially this last year in winning player of the year. With that, that's a wrap for our 2023 awards. Now we go to the new part, the thing that we're introducing this year, and this will be something we will do every single season going forward, and that is the Orange and Black Soccercast Hall of Fame. The main requirements for this to be able to be on the ballot and get votes is you had to have not played for Orange County in the current season that we are covering. So for this year, it's the 2023 season. So all of the potential nominees had to have been either retired or on another team entering this past season of 2023. Thus, we don't have people like a Milan Olasky or a Marcus Nockham on the list yet. But don't worry, we're going to keep going on with this. So you will have an opportunity to vote for some of your favorite current players in the near future. With that, I'm going to hand it off. We got five players in our inaugural class. We're going to take some, we're going to share the opportunities to talk about each of these players. I'm going to hand it off to Dylan. Dylan, you're going to announce the first inductee for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you might remember him for making 57 appearances for Orange County. He scored 4 goals and tallied 4 assists, and like any good Englishman, a bunch of yellow cards. You might also remember him for his incredibly pragmatic football. But what you probably remember him most for is bringing Orange County a cup. And there's a star over a crest because of him, Richard Chaplow. It obviously didn't end as well as I think anyone had hoped, but I think this is well-deserved. Again, he brought us a star. And we beat our rivals to getting a star. And you can never take away that championship.
And really quick, before we proceed with this, I do want to give an opportunity for any of my other hosts, if they have any words they want to share. We're all going to get a chance to talk about each of these inductees. And if anyone listening live, watching live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, if you want to share your thoughts on these inductees or a reason why you think they deserve it, feel free to do so. We'll try and share that as well. Brad, Larry, do either of you have anything you want to say about Richard?
Yeah. Go ahead, Brad. Go ahead.
Okay. I do want to say, regardless of his performance in the last year and a half as manager, Richard Chaplow has earned this position to be in the Hall of Fame. He, like Pete said at the top of the show, he put blood, sweat, and tears into this club since we were the Orange County Blues, since I was not even a fan of the USL, when Reno wasn't even a team yet. Richard Chaplow's been around that long. And the fact of the matter, he's considered a legend by the team. He's still welcome around the team. There is a lot of love to be had about this man, and he belongs in this inaugural class. So it's a good thing that everybody voted him in.
Yeah, I agree. Forget about the wins and losses from the beginning of this year and throughout 2022. Richard Chaplow is this guy is a soccer aficionado. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to coach the game. He got, I don't want to say that he got hard done with all of the injuries and all of that that the team suffered through in 2022. But when he took over in the middle of August of 2021, that team was unbeatable. And they were unbeatable from the moment he took over right up until they lifted the trophy in Tampa a couple of months later. He will always be an Orange County Soccer Club legend. Absolutely deserving, should be the first person into this Hall of Fame. I'm glad that that he was chosen as the first inductee. He should be. There's no question whatsoever in my mind.
And let me just say this. When we went into this, I set it up. I was looking at players for this first class. And Richard was a player for this club. For those of you that maybe just started following OCSC over the last couple years, he was a key player for this club, and he brought legitimacy to Orange County Soccer Club when the USL was sort of still figuring things out, and it's amazing. Now, with that said, beginning next year, we will open it up, and we will include coaches, front office, other stuff like that when it comes to the voting. But we're going to give Richard Chaplow basically the only person that's going to go and enter in as both a player and a coach in the same vote. That's what we're going to give Richard Chaplow on this, for all that he's done as both a player and a coach for this inaugural class. So congratulations, Richard.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce the second person. You may know him from A Rosarena's Beat. You may know him from those two goals in the final. You may know him from, I believe it was 18 goals while missing six games in a season on international duty and suspended for a game. That is Mr. Ronaldo Damas, the Haitian assassin, the man who really down the stretch of the 2021 season was the threat that Orange County needed to win the championship. And, you know, when you think of championship in Orange County, you have to include Ronaldo Damas in there. You know, unfortunately, visa issues limited him to one season. I would have loved to have a second, a third season with Ronaldo Damas. And you saw last year when he was with San Diego, he came back. He still has it. He's a great player, and hopefully we see him at a higher division of soccer soon. But Ronaldo Damas, you know, loved by everybody, deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
And I'm going to just share this out. There were discussions behind the scenes between all of us on Ronaldo, because I think it's a little bit of a hit or miss with him. He did have that one great season. I think there were discussions between all of us. Is he deserving of being part of that inaugural class? But in the end, this voting was up to the listeners and the fans that took the time to vote. He did get the top five of the votes. When you look at the number of votes, he was in the top five. He wasn't even the fifth. He was in the top four for the votes. So we wanted to honor what the listeners and the voters gave, and we kept him in there because of that. We didn't want to change anything on the votes, because, again, this is a fan thing. So deserving of that, because the fans picked Ronaldo to be part of this class. And he had a great season with Orange County, that championship. He's a big part of why Orange County has that star above their crest.
And let me just say, in regards to Ronaldo, I was one of the people who was, I don't want to say a detractor, but thought maybe it should be postponed a year until he goes in. But I will say this right now, and everybody who's listening right now, raise your hand if you would like to see Ronaldo Damas as a striker for OCSC next year. Am I alone here? There we go. Okay, so none of us would be mad about that. So maybe, just maybe, hey, Pete, if you're still listening, still watching, I'm just saying that you've got the Orange and Black Soccer Cast here who are all raising their hands. I'm going to guess there's some people who are out there watching the show who raised their hands. I'm just saying the guy can score 15 goals for OCSC. And we can always put him in the Hall of Fame twice.
Oh, Larry.
Is that how Hall of Fames work? I don't think it's like stars on the Walk of Fame. But
hey, Nolan Ryan is in the Angels, Astros, and Texas Rangers Hall of Fame. That's all I'm saying.
And yet there's only one Hall of Fame in that sport that matters. I'm pretty sure he's in that. 54 appearances, 23 goals, 12 assists, one cigar smoked while standing on top of a table outside of a bar in St. Pete, Florida. If it isn't already apparent, that would be one Mr. Thomas Enevoldsen. He went out on top, and I think he was very pleased to have done so. Really raised the game of the people who were around him. Fired on all cylinders while a 2018 team started to get things going. And ultimately, we are talking about someone who played in the Champions League, who also somehow played for Orange County, which is crazy to think about. I don't know what else to say. My favorite moment of him is seriously standing outside of that bar in St. Pete smoking a cigar. And I'm pretty sure we were singing We Are the Champions, just going out on top. And it seems very fitting for him.
And, you know, a great person to have representing your club. I think he embodies what you want as a player. He came out here. He was professional with Orange County. He did his work. But he also, you know, loved being here, and it wasn't like some players that we've seen that come out here and just come out here for the check or come out here for the weather or come out here for, you know, just an easy time because they think it's not going to be a difficult league. He actually put in the work. He was here in 2018, if not for a good partnership with, I believe it was Aiden Quinn in 2018, and Enevoldsen might have been able to win the MVP that season, but I think that was the season where you had Enevoldsen and Aiden Quinn both putting in stellar performances. And I believe in my heart that they took away votes from each other when it comes to the voting for MVP that season. So that was difficult there, but it was a great season to see from him. And really a season that probably Orange County should have been competing for a championship, if not being knocked out by our rivals in Phoenix that year in 2018. An amazing player in the history of Orange County. And again, like we talked about Richard, or we've heard about Richard adding legitimacy to Orange County as a destination. What you mentioned, Dylan, right? This is a former Champions League player coming to play in Orange County. That has a lot of legitimacy for players in Europe looking at what their options are. Oh, hey, there's this team in Orange County. It's not as easy as maybe people thought it was when they first joined, because we have Thomas Enevoldsen going over there and he's putting in work. He's looking good, but it's not like he's scoring 50 goals a season in that league. So let's go out there and try that out as an option. Plus, yeah, Orange County has great weather, so let's do that. But yeah, deserving Thomas Enevoldsen. Larry, Brad, do you have any thoughts?
Just what a player. And, you know, if you remember back in 2021, after he had that knee injury and then he came back, every time he came onto the pitch late into a game, at the end of the year, the whole energy of the team changed. He was used brilliantly by Chaplow in those last games of the year. And I remember being at that Galaxy 2 game, the very last game of the season, and he scored that goal, which locked up the first home game for us in the playoffs. It was probably in, I don't know, the 89th or 90th minute. And I remember turning around and looking back up behind me at James sitting up there. And I looked at him and I said to him, hey, there's your home game, James. And he goes, that's why we have Thomas. And he was so right. I mean, Thomas was just a great player and he was fun to watch. And man, he was a difference maker when he was on the pitch.
All right. Brad, do you have any thoughts on Thomas? Or
no, you guys covered him well. He belongs with the other players we have and will mention.
All right, so let's move on. I get the honor of introducing this next inductee into our inaugural class of the Hall of Fame for 2023. This is another player that adds legitimacy to Orange County in a time where you're looking for that. The team's growing. The team is finding their footing in Orange County. with their branding of Orange County Soccer Club. And this signing was really big news at the time because it was the signing of a former U.S. international player joining what basically is his hometown club. He's a local Orange County player coming back to Orange County and finishing his career with Orange County. And it was a big part of Orange County winning the championship. And that's Mr. Michael Orozco. Amazing person to have wearing your uniform. For those that have gotten an opportunity to even speak with someone like a Michael Orozco, great person. It's an honor to have seen him play with Orange County. And he probably could have played another season or two if that was an option for him. Because even that last season, yes, Dylan's looking a little like, even in that last season,
wasn't a dissenting. That was that was an agreement, Ray.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because I'm like, you saw him. It didn't look like he was done. It looked like he could have still done his thing. But congratulations to Michael. I loved being able to cheer for you wearing an Orange County SC jersey. And hopefully there's more to come from you. You get to stay part of this family of Orange County Soccer Club. That'd be awesome to see. But Michael is definitely deserving of this. Thank you, fans, for voting him in. And I will say this. He was the top vote getter for our inaugural class for the Hall of Fame was Michael Orozco. So I think you all did the right thing there for those of you that voted and made him the top vote getter. That's definitely well-deserved for him.
Without having all of the stats in front of me, I'm pretty sure he played all but 3 minutes of our championship winning season. And he was the man that got to lift that trophy first. Well-deserved. And it was something special. And also, like, this is the guy that scored the first goal for the U.S. At the Azteca. And then he comes home and plays for us and is a model professional and by all means buys into the program and shows the young professionals, here's what you need to do to make it. This is another player. I mean, this is another Univoltson that shows like, this is the end of my career. But I'm not phoning it in. This is what it takes. And that kind of experience on the pitch in matches is great. And that kind of experience on the training pitch every day is even better. And, you know, achieving all of our goals between winning a title and developing some young players, you know, Kobe Henry to note is a hell of an honor. And what an honor to have him wear the orange and black for a few years.
Totally agree with everything everybody said. There's nothing else to add about Michael Orozco. He is an absolute legend. End of story. Brad?
I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, Michael Orozco, when I was an Reno fan and watching in 2019 and 2020, you know, when Reno played against Orange County, who's the one person who put players in his pocket and did so in his 30s? You know, not many players get to say they put people in pockets in their mid-30s, and that's Michael Orozco for you.
Perfect. And right, we're going to hand it off to Larry. He's going to wrap up our Hall of Fame inductees for this inaugural class. Go for it, Larry.
Michael Orozco. I want to thank the Orange and Black Soccer Cast for including me in their first Hall of Fame. Thank you so much, and I'm very honored to be a part of it.
Sorry about that, producer. I forgot all about the video there, so thank you for just cutting us off and putting it on there.
All right, so I get the honor, and believe me when I say, y'all, it is an absolute honor to get to announce this last player. I'm going to tell y'all a quick story about this guy. In 2020, when the whole world shut down, Grayson was coming up on his 12th birthday, and I had some social media contacts with a handful of players, and I reached out to this one, and I reached out to Seth Kasipley and Blake Malone and Edson Alvarado and a whole bunch of guys, even Chaplo, and all these guys responded. But this guy was the first one to respond with just a little video wishing Grayson a happy birthday. He is an amazing player. I have said this on more occasions than I can count. If the USL Championship ever has a Hall of Fame, this player, this still currently active player, is absolutely no question, 100% a Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Christy Mathewson, Honus Wagner, first inductee, automatic, without question. With Orange County
baseball soccer. Players. Why all baseball players, Larry?
Because those are the only ones I know that are in the first class of the Hall of Fame. Okay? But with Orange County Soccer Club, three seasons, 18, 19, 20, 80 matches played, 79 starts, 7,100 minutes, 23 goals, 23 assists. Hate when he comes to our house and plays against us because he's so damn hard-nosed. But I love this guy, and I have nothing but crazy amounts of mad respect for him. And that is, of course, I know y'all know who I'm talking about. That is Mr. Aiden Quinn, the fifth and final Hall of Fame member of our inaugural class. And without question, deserving on absolutely all levels whatsoever. Aiden, hey, I know you're not listening, but I'll probably clip this and send it to you. You are just one hell of a human being and one fantastic soccer player.
And can we say, just like I was talking with Thomas and Avoltsen, this is the person that sort of stole that 2018 MVP from each other. If only one of them has an amazing season that year, they probably take it because they probably stole votes from each other based on what they were doing for the team. Also, props to Aiden Quinn. He paid attention to us back in the days when very few people did. We had our former co-host, Alan, type up, I believe it was a recap or something, and auto-corrected one of his calling out of Aiden Quinn to Adorn Quinn. And we brought Aiden onto the show a few weeks later or a month later, and Aiden called him out for it and recognized it. So I think that was a moment where Dylan, myself, Alan, we were like, wow, players actually know who we are and pay attention to what we're doing, which was pretty cool. But he was an amazing person for Orange County as a player. A fan favorite during his time here. I think the only reason he loses a little bit of love is because his next destination was the bitter enemies in Phoenix, the rivals in Phoenix. But for those, you know, that don't know, I mean, Phoenix was throwing big bucks at a player. I think any of us would have looked at a moment like that and be like, I can either stay with job A that's going to pay me $10 an hour, or I can go to job B that's going to pay me $100 an hour. What are y'all going to pick? I think we're all going to pick the $100 an hour job. I'm not saying that that's sort of the equation of what the salaries were like, but it was something like Phoenix is just throwing crazy money at a player that is proven. Like Alan said, Larry said, obvious first ballot if USL ever had a Hall of Fame or something of that nature. I mean, he's been a big part of this league forever. A person that should be definitely part of this first class.
86 matches for Orange County, including one very COVID-shortened season, 24 goals, 24 assists, one rather contentious red card against RGV a million years ago. Away from Orange County, he leads the entire league in minutes played. He's sitting well over 50 goals and assists at this point. I don't exactly remember exactly what it is.
54 and 47.
There we go. The longevity that he's had at this level, despite honestly probably being slightly too good for this level, is nothing short of impressive. He was the focal point and the fulcrum around which Orange County played for such a long time. He could play deep and back line and spray balls out from there. He could kind of push up and wider onto the left flank and cover there. Yeah, there's a reason that he has a chance. He's got the vision. He's got the precision. And boy, did he have it for us.
Yeah, Aiden Quinn, even when he still comes, Ray mentioned, he frustrates you. He's a frustrating player to play against. But God, when he's on your team, he is someone that you just fall in love with. It's one of those things where you see time wasting and you're the opposing team and you want to just yell at them and like punch them and like just want to. But when you're on the team with them, you know, it's, oh, take your time. That's good, smart play. That's Aiden Quinn for Orange County, for Phoenix, for Indy, for every team he's played in this league. He's just a quality player that if there was a Hall of Fame, like Larry said, for the league, he belongs in there as a induction first class member.
And I will say, let me just say this, Dylan. You know, the NBA, the logo, Jerry West, if there was ever something that USL did for a logo with actual a player like showing as the logo, probably should be Aiden Quinn for the USL. He is Mr. USL. I don't think anyone is associated with USL as much as Aiden Quinn is. I know Brad shaking his head.
Dan Kelly.
Never heard of her.
First off, it would have his little T-Rex arm when he kicks the ball. And so that would be so awesome. Second, has anybody in this league had a better left foot than Aiden Quinn? Has anybody in this league had a better right foot than Aiden Quinn?
I think everyone has a better right foot than him, right?
Or I should say, yeah. You know what? That's pretty fair. I've never seen him kick the ball with his right foot.
The one knock on him is he always had to get the ball in the left foot to be a menace. And maybe that's probably the one thing that stopped him from having a potential MLS career or a career outside of the USL. But still, amazing player. We did let Aiden Quinn know of this honor, and he was one of the players that sent us back a video. So let's share that with you all. If we have it.
Hey, Orange County fans, Aiden Quinn here. Just want to say thank you. What an honor and privilege it is to be a part of the Orange and Black SoccerCast Hall of Fame. Obviously, I had a great time in Orange County on the field, but also off the field building relationships that I still hold to this day. Again, yeah, thank you so much, and hope to see you guys soon.
I love the fact that he says hope to see you guys soon. That brings some hope that maybe we will see him soon in more of a capacity. That'd be awesome.
Bring him back as a midfielder next year. Take
it. It would have been the best thing is if he would have come on and said, "This is a Dorn Quinn. Thank you for the honor." But obviously, he probably has forgotten that at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, that does it for our inaugural class for the Orange and Black Soccer Cast Hall of Fame. This is an honor that these five players and Coach Richard Chappell will always have. Regardless of whoever else gets inducted into our Hall of Fame in future seasons, these are the first five. They all have deserving reasons for it. The amazing thing we want to look at is we're going to keep this going. And next year we'll open up the voting. There'll be some more players available like a Milan Olasky. And we will open it up to front office. So you'll have opportunity and coaching staff. So you have an opportunity for someone maybe like a Braden Cloutier, an Oliver Vies. So there's going to be a lot more options next time. And we're trying to keep this an exclusive group. So we're not going to say, hey, let's add 10 more next year. It's not going to be like that. We want to keep this very exclusive. So we will talk about it and figure out how many more do we add each season. But we're looking forward to this, and we want to make this a true honor for these players and these coaches when we do so. Wow, that was fun. And, you know, I figured it would be about an hour and a half for the show with, you know, our guest that we added on sort of last moment. So I appreciate all of the listeners, either watching live on the streams, watching a recorded version of this, and also for my co-hosts and my producer, Andy, for taking time on this. I want to wrap this up. This is the end of 2023 for us. We're going to take a hiatus until 2024, but I want to wrap this up with our final random thoughts of 2023. Hopefully, you guys got to make these good ones because these are the last ones for a while. So they better be good. And do I have a volunteer that wants to go first with this?
Yeah, I'll start off. Okay, I'm not muted. Good. I'm not going to pull a Brad on the last episode of the year, which is truly a random thought for you, but not the random thought that I have semi-prepared. Happy Festival of Lights. Happy Merry Christmas. If you don't know what I was referring to, it's Hanukkah this week. Christmas is coming up. In a couple of weeks, and New Year shortly after. And soon we'll be talking new players, returning players that are more than just what we've gotten from the five members on defense. But my truly random thought, congratulations on an amazing career, Brent Richards, from your time up in Reno, for your time with Portland. doing all the different roles and all the different successes that you've had in this career. Please, you know, don't stay a stranger to us here at the Orange and Black Soccer Cast and to the USL as a whole. You are a great person, and I'm truly happy I got to cover you with multiple teams over multiple seasons.
Perfect. Thank you, Brad. I'll go to you, Larry. You're next.
You know what? My random thought is just thank you to everybody. Thank you, Ray, Dylan, Brad, Taylor, our writing team, Tyler, Keith, Nathan. This has been such a great experience this year, and this is my first full season. I was, you know, just kind of a sub in last year and then full time this year. And I have had such a great time doing this with you guys, week in and week out, win or lose. It's a lot of fun, and it brings me a lot of joy in my old age. I've got nothing but love for all of you. To the viewers out there, thank you very much for watching and hanging with us, all these seasons, week in and week out. And my only other random thought is, I don't have one. I got married this year. What more do you need in life?
All right. Apparently marriage takes away random thoughts. Dylan, I know then you have a million random thoughts.
Nice. That's a subtle dig. but yeah, no ring. Wow. That was brutal. Yeah. Congrats to Brian Olasky and anybody else who got married this year. Obviously I won't get to celebrate Festivus with you all, which is a little bit unfortunate. I don't have a poll or a dinner or anything. I'd like to show a feat of strength. Cool. All right. Can I air a grievance? Jerseys shouldn't cost $100. It's a little bit ridiculous. Let's knock that down a little bit, shall we? So I can keep hoarding because I don't have self-control, but I also don't have a few $100 to be thrown around like that. More seriously, thank you to everybody who tunes in every week. Thanks to those of you who are on the show with me and to everyone who's been on the show, and special thanks, of course, to producer Andy, because at this point, the show would probably be completely falling apart without him. This is the little metronome by which my life goes one week at a time, and obviously we'll now be in that little section where nothing's going to happen. But please be kind to one another, and I can't wait to see you all again in a few months.
Yeah, you know, I hate to like keep going with what y'all are saying, but yeah, I want to just say thank you to everyone involved with the show, and thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to the players, the front office staff, our contacts at Orange County Soccer Club for providing access and being willing to jump on here and talk nonsense with us sometimes. I mean, sometimes we ask players some very weird questions, and they're willing to just answer them and have fun with us. But part of what we wanted to do with this show is get you to know the players, let you know like what these players are like outside of soccer. You hear the funny side of stuff, ask them about vegetables, ask them about music, ask them about what they'd be doing if they weren't playing soccer, right? I mean, these are all things that were what we wanted to do with the show. And I want to say thank you to those of you that listen to us, that have been supportive of us over the years, going back to when it was just Dylan and I thinking, hey, let's try a podcast thing out. Let's see how this goes. And apparently there's enough of you that have enjoyed what we do, because if we were getting no views and no listeners and no comments, we probably wouldn't be doing this still. But we get enough of it from you all, and it motivates us to keep doing this and having fun with this. And we appreciate that, and we're very thankful for all of that. I want to wish everyone, all of my co-hosts that are here today, the ones that aren't here, Taylor, we miss you. Alan, even, he's not an official host anymore with us, but hey, he's been a big part of the growth and this family. And all of the guests we've had over the years, you all join us with, we don't pay anyone to come join us. You know, so people like John Morrissey, who won the award this year, Edson Ochoa, anyone that we've asked to join the show, it's all for the love of it. It's all for the love of sharing their love of soccer and the information they know. And I appreciate all of that. And again, all of the listeners that chime in, give us chats, talk to us. I know Brad's got this little smirk on his face. Like, there goes Ray just talking and talking and talking. That's my role here. That's what I do.
It's not, like not it,
don't listen.
He's don't trying listen to get into that 90 minute mark.
I am. Hey,
why don't you tell us about your kids' soccer team for the next 6 minutes?
Hey, we do have a friendly coming up this weekend. But hey, all jokes aside, Larry, Dylan, Brad, there's a reason why I'm chosen as the host, the fan favorite host of this show. So just know that. Oh, Larry almost got in trouble there. But all jokes aside, I love you guys. Producer Andy, he does this stuff in the backgrounds, gets really little to no credit for this because you don't see his face. He does a lot to make this show what it is. I appreciate it because that's something that myself or Dylan used to have to do. And it's hard to do that while you're trying to actually talk on a show as well. So we love you, Producer Andy. With that said, happy holidays to everyone. Happy New Year to everyone. We will be back once the news starts rolling in 2024. We will be back. We appreciate your support. This has been the Orange and Black Soccer Cast 2023. Thank you for watching. Thank you for the support. We are out.